Today is Tuesday, March the 3rd. It is primary election day in Arkansas. Polls will be open till 7:30 tonight locally. We'll have election coverage for you on K-Country 95 beginning a little bit after 7:30. Authorities in Wright County report that human remains have been found near Macomb. According to the Sheriff's Office deputies, they received a report from a resident near Macomb regarding finding human skeletal remains on private property. Deputies responded and after their assessment say the remains appear to be old. The Sheriff's Office says the identity of the dead is unknown and that there is no danger to the public. The remains were taken for forensic examination. The investigation is ongoing. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reports the death of an Oklahoma man who was hit by a vehicle Monday morning in Carter County. The 67-year-old man was hit by the vehicle that then fled the scene. The incident happened on Highway 60, 9 miles west of Van Buren at around 1:50 Monday morning. The Highway Patrol asked that anyone who may have information about the hit and run, please contact the Highway Patrol or the Carter County Sheriff's Office. The Fulton County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a woman in Hardy. They say that in January, the Sheriff's Office responded to an unresponsive juvenile male at the 500 block of River Glen Circle in Hardy. A juvenile male was found hanging from a belt that was around a pole. According to the course of the investigation, two juveniles, including the victim, stated that Brandy Leonard had provided alcohol, including Fireball whiskey, to the minors. The victim, as well as the other minors at the residence, consumed the intoxicating beverages provided by Leonard. Leonard had then went to her room, leaving the minors with the intoxicants. Leonard is charged with first-degree endangering the welfare of a minor and two misdemeanor charges of knowingly furnishing or selling to a minor. A woman from West Plains was arrested by the Highway Patrol Monday on a St. Louis warrant. 29-year-old Michaela Wynn was arrested on a St. Louis Metro warrant for trafficking drugs. She was taken to Howe County Jail and is being held without bond. This week is Severe Weather Preparedness Week in both Missouri and Arkansas. Today, we focus on lightning.
We do tend to ignore Mother Nature's warning system, and that's when it comes to lightning. That's that thunder. Anytime you hear thunder, you are close enough to be struck. So immediately try to get indoors if at all possible. If you can't get indoors, just get into a car or crouch down low. But as soon as you can, try to get indoors.
Tomorrow's focus will be on tornado safety. A 5-year-old boy from Mountain Grove was injured in an accident Monday south of Manus. The Highway Patrol reports the boy was a passenger in a vehicle driven by a 38-year-old woman from Mountain Grove when another vehicle attempted to make a turn and hit their vehicle. The accident happened on Missouri 95, 5 miles south of Manus. The boy suffered minor injuries and was taken to Texas County Memorial Hospital. The City of Thayer and Oregon County Commission will host a town hall meeting tonight beginning at 6 p.m. at the Thayer High School. There will be updates from both the city and the commission, and they'll talk about ballot initiatives. Everyone is welcome to attend. The Ozark Small Business Incubator is going to host a series of workshops this month. ECNN talked to OSB Executive Director Heather Fisher about it.
We'll be hosting AI for Business Part 2, which is a lunch and learn on March 4th. During this hour and a half, you'll learn exactly how AI can help your business. You'll leave with practical tools, templates, and a roadmap on how to get started on using AI in your business. And then later that same day, on March 4th, we'll be hosting the International Trade and Investment Roundtable. This is for any company or manufacturer who is exporting or is interested in exporting. You'll be able to discuss candidly some of the opportunities and challenges around exporting and learn how you can get the support of the Missouri International Trade Investment Office. Again, you can register for both of these March 4th workshops at OSBI.com or give us a call at 417-256-4000. 9724.
The Sharp County Sheriff's Office Weekly Arrest Report and the Isard County Sheriff's Office Weekly Incarceration Report are both now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. The Junction Hill C-12 Board of Education would like to announce the upcoming retirement of Mr. John Dern. Mr. Dern will retire from his position as superintendent at the end of the 2025-26 school year. His retirement letter was accepted at the January board meeting. For more on Mr. Dern, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.